dusk time and quiz answer. Well, dusk is now at 8:50, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. But now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question, when we asked you, at night, which colour light is shown on the starboard side of a ship? As long as you know the two colours any vessel shows at night, one port and one starboard, you have a 50-50 chance of getting this one right. Even guessing, you'd only be half wrong. So no more beating about the bush. What is your answer? The right answer is green. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, a rare behind-the-scenes opportunity at a local crematorium. Listeners are invited to a rare opportunity to visit a crematorium opening its doors to the public for the first time in 6 years. This is an exclusive opportunity to explore the serene grounds, learn about the services and connect with the compassionate team. The event is being held at Colchester Crematorium in Mersey Road, Colchester from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, May the 11th. Visitors have the opportunity to take a behind-the-scenes tour of the crematorium and its facilities. Guided tours will commence every half an hour, starting at 10:30 a.m. Explore the inner workings of the facility, gain insight into cremation processes, and witness the compassionate care the team provides to families during their most vulnerable moments. Councillor David King, leader of Colchester City Council, said, "This open day is for everyone, whether you want to learn more about our services or you live nearby and would like to understand more. Visitors will be able to meet our team, ask any questions they may have, and find out all about the care and services provided by the crematorium. Refreshments and a warm welcome will be provided. We very much look forward to welcoming local families to this lovely, peaceful site. Moreover, visitors can meet funeral directors, explore diverse funeral vehicles, engage with stonemasons, memorial suppliers, a local florist, and a calligrapher who inscribes names into the books of remembrance. No booking is required for entry." And our second item is about a new scheme which helps visually impaired in domestic disputes. Vision Foundation funding has helped charities spearhead an accessible toolkit for blind and vision impaired people who are victims or survivors of domestic abuse, which could encourage more to seek help. Charities Beacon Vision and domestic abuse charity CHAD co-developed the toolkit, working with people with lived experience. The project was a response to research, also funded by the foundation, which revealed that many refuge spaces are inaccessible, which presents a barrier to reporting domestic violence and leaving an abusive relationship. In addition, fewer than one in five domestic abuse professionals have received specialised training to support blind and vision impaired people. Research found that physical environments could be adapted to better support the needs of blind and vision impaired victims and survivors. It highlighted the need for clear and accessible entry points. People had to ring a bell to let their arrival be known. Contrast in rooms, e.g., coloured towels in a white bathroom, information made available in multiple formats, and a proper walk around and induction to the facility. In response, a training programme was developed that included visual awareness training, advice about specialist kitchen equipment, orientation guidance, and methods for producing accessible resources, e.g., for use with screen reading technology. Nathan, a sight loss advisor at Beacon, who advised the project, said, It's so important to ensure that no blind and partially sighted person feels isolated in any situation, but especially when it comes to domestic abuse. This project is helping some of the most vulnerable visually impaired people feel like they are not alone. Everyone should have equal access to the same services, and projects like this help ensure that that can happen. The toolkit has been sent to over 100 local sight loss charities and to rehabilitation officer and eye care liaison officers across the UK, reaching over 20,000 people living with sight loss, and this number continues to grow as more organisations receive the resources. The toolkit is the first of its kind and is designed to give charities and agencies all the knowledge they need to ensure refuge spaces are as accessible as possible. Key features include advice on how refugees can adapt their physical environment to accommodate the needs of blind and partially sighted individuals, tips for communicating effectively with individuals who are blind or partially sighted, including providing important information such as contact details in audio format, and guidance on training refuge staff to better understand the unique challenges faced by individuals with sight loss who are experiencing domestic abuse. I'm now going to hand you back to my colleagues for more items of local news.